Saint Champagne Bar and Lounge stunned social media users at the weekend when it released a statement to warn that it would expose those who owe it money for alcohol. Times Live journalist Patulu Bengu spoke to the club manager.
We can have a business running and people holding money. How do you expect the business to operate? And they're the same people that act to be a big guys. They spend, they want to show off. They want to drive expensive cars. They want to show people that they have money, but whereby they can't even pay their bills. So for us, it became like, okay, these people are trying to sabotage the business rather to expose them, so that it's not only for us, it's also for other clubs to see, because we are like warning them so that they know what is going on, so that they don't fall in the same trap of these people trying to fool people around.
So these customers, when they come to buy from you, they buy on debt, on credit?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. They come and say, okay, listen, I will come, maybe, please, I don't have money now, or maybe my account is not working, or my account has been blocked, or I'm still waiting for a transaction, trading and BTC, so tomorrow I'll sort out the bid, like tomorrow morning, or just in some time, it's just stories like that.
So how long have you been owed this money? How long does it take a customer on average?
Some of them 6 months, some of them. So it's just been for so long, that's why we couldn't take it anymore. We've been following them, calling them, asking them to pay. They will promise you, but only empty promises. Just a lot of money. It's a lot of money. I can't even give you an exact amount, but yeah. It's affected the business, because at the end of the day, I have to pay staff, and right now we are going through a renovation whereby, so now the club is being renovated, and then the company they are in charge of the renovation, they won't understand that the customer owing you money. They are expecting you to pay them all those things. So, and the staff, they that is not their problem. They just want their money, their salary and all that. So, and then whereby we have a lot of money being owed by people. And then the tax, we need to pay tax, we need to pay VAT. Just a lot going on. So.
Perhaps since you started putting it out there that you're going to name and shame those who are not paying, are people coming forward and paying their bills?
Exactly. It's really, I think people are there. It's really working, because now there's some people paying, some people are calling now to make arrangements. So they're listening, hold on, I'll pay you maybe tomorrow. But yeah, it's really working, because the people have started paying.
And then you've extended it until to Wednesday this week. For those
yes, we gave them a deadline. For those who call to make arrangements and say, okay, I'll pay you, we gave them time to pay until then. If they do not pay, and then we will carry on.
Another club also in Cape Town, Prime Time, followed suit by giving their customers 12 hours to pay outstanding balances or have their identities with their outstanding amounts made public. Reporting for Times Live, I'm Bulelani Nonyukela.